Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins with Jesse's, I don't know where this power ranks in his weekly portions of the program.
Pretty high.
But it's time for Power Rankings Tuesday.
And it's especially good when the Green Bay Packers are good, guys, and it's 6-2. The Packers are up, up, up in this week's ESPN NFL Power Rankings.
Jesse, what's their low watermark?
Oh, gosh.
14, I think.
I think
14 was their lowest.
So they were
that
12
feels right.
After they lost the opener. Okay? They were 12th after they lost the opener.
And then I think they went to 14 after the win against the Colts with Malik Willis.
Okay.
Which doesn't make a ton of sense, but yeah.
Because they couldn't throw the football or didn't want to throw the football. But then they beat the Titans, they bounced back, and things were looking good. So how do you want to do it this week, Tausch? This is always the game. Bring them or fling them. Guess the rankings.
Oh, jeez.
How do you want to do it, old T? Up to you and your Tahoe.
What I would like to do is to let's go with our top four in both conferences. Likelihood that they can win a Super Bowl. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Because all this other stuff is cute, but it comes down to who's positioning themselves. We're starting to get into moving days and moving months and who's positioning themselves for what and where. And I firmly believe that the Green Bay Packers right now are in the two spot. They're in that second spot behind Detroit.
By the way,
in the NFC.
They dropped to 15 after beating the Colts. So
15. Okay.
15. 15. They ain't 15 no more.
So I can tell you this. According to ESPN's NFL Nation in this week's rankings, the four AFC teams that crack the top four of what you would call Super Bowl contenders, Tausch.
Can I guess them?
Yeah,
Kansas
go for it.
Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and who else is good over
there? I'm going Houston.
No, they're going to put Pittsburgh in there. Don't buy into the Pittsburgh hype. Pittsburgh's going to be four.
They did not put Pittsburgh in. They put Houston in. You should listen to Jason Tausch, and he would have helped you finish the list four for four.
Did they watch Houston block Green Bay? Everybody in Green Bay is sitting there saying, we can't rush the passer. We sure could against the Texans.
Well, they don't have to play Green Bay again to get to the Super Bowl. They'd have
Houston,
to only play him in the
Houston,
Super
let me
Bowl.
Let me tell you boys something. Houston's O-line is not good enough for them to win. Period blank. I like their quarterback. They have good skill guys. Their running back is really good. They don't have it. They cannot protect Stroud. He doesn't believe. Watch that second, third quarter last against Green Bay. Watch his body language. He knows. And you know who else knows? The Texans know. They need to go make a move. If I was them, I'd be calling the Jets and saying, hey, any of your guys that you want to get rid of, let me grab. The Jets got some guys that can play. They need to go pick up some alignment or this thing's a wrap, City USA. And that's why Minnesota's done because their stud left tackle's gone. It's over. That's it. Next.
I love Power Rankings Tuesday. All right.
You know what I love better is when he gets on a roll and we can actually hear the entirety of it.
That's
a big
good.
Time
yeah.
one for us.
So the Chiefs are number one in the rankings this week. Buffalo is three. Houston is five. Baltimore is six.
Okay.
So now who do you think the top four ranked NFC teams are?
Oh, jinxed them. The big jinxer.
Yeah, it jinxed him. Wait, we'll get him reestablished here in a second. Jason, you try the list first.
I'm going to say Detroit. I'm going to say Green Bay.
Gets tough after that.
Washington. And then I don't know who four is at this point. Who's
Philly.
Left? Who's good?
Philly.
I don't know if I think Philly's any good, but I'll buy that. I'll go Philly with the fourth NFC team at Tausch's behest.
The number two ranked team in the NFL power rankings,
Detroit.
The Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
The number four ranked team in the power rankings, the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The number seven ranked team in the rankings this week, the Washington Commanders at 6-2.
Okay. I'm 3-for-3.
Tausch's Steelers are 8, so they are not part of our conversation
not
here.
Not buying the hype, Tausch says. I shouldn't buy the hype.
The number 9 ranked team in this week's rankings, the Minnesota Vikings, ahead of number 10, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hmm.
So based on the metrics Tausch has put in play, 3 NFC North teams, Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota, plus the Washington Commanders, as we flip the calendar to November, those are the 4 teams best primed to make a Super Bowl run, according to the ESPN NFL Nation Power Rankings.
Where are the Bears after?
So I'm going to
power
rank this differently.
Yeah, Bears are 15th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Bears aren't making the playoffs. They got too many tough games ahead of them. Minnesota's not making the playoffs. Even though they started off 5-0, that Darisaw injury is going to hurt them in big-time ways. You know, he's done for the year. It's just going to be too much of a burden for them to overcome that, and they maybe can sneak in that 7 spot. But you have to remember, they got to play. It's going to start cannibalizing itself, the NFC North. You haven't had to play each other much. It's going to be Washington, Philly, Green Bay, Detroit. The only question mark I have, who's winning the West? That's the only question mark I have left.
And everybody's like 4-4.
If McCaffrey is healthy, they're going to play him. He's ramping it up this week. He's going to come back. They have a bye. If he's healthy the rest of the way, they'll win the division. If he is not healthy, I think Seattle finds a way to get it done and ends up winning that division. And by the way, your stinky Arizona Cardinals are also tied in that mix. FYI.
Yeah, I haven't changed my opinion of them, though.
They're kind of a sleeper to me in that division. If the rest of I don't think Seattle's any good at all.
Oh, they're done.
I don't either, but they're better than Arizona.
Arizona didn't lose to the Giants.
I don't know video games. I know that Kyler Murray loves video games. They had him right in his contract that he had to watch film a certain amount. And the bad news for Cardinal fans, I think a new COD just dropped. So I'd be very nervous.
Listen
if my
to you.
Is big on C. Well, I'm just being
Gamer.
Honest, Jason. If COD just dropped, I can see their production drop.
It's cash on delivery.
I'm not buying it.
It's Call of Duty for those wondering, and I don't think anyone calls it COD.
I think maybe a lot of cool kids
what do, you mean?
Do
I
like
do.
Old T
yeah,
does.
Yeah,
COD
trendsetter.
Cash on delivery.
So the current standings in the West. San Francisco 4-4. If the playoffs started today.
Getting windy up there, huh?
Inside your vehicle.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That breeze.
It's crazy.
That breeze is nice.
The stinky Arizona Cardinals, based on tiebreakers, would win the West if the season ended today.
Wow.
At 4-4. San Francisco 4-4. Seattle 4-4. And the Los Angeles Rams 3-4. Anybody's ball game out west. All right. Jesse teased something earlier. Just like I'm going to tease a pour me in coach here momentarily. But you thought that Rob Domofsky, ESPN on ESPN Crime, took a shot at Barnwell? Is that what you said?
He did.
I
read through the lines, and that is what I interpreted in the Power Rankings commentary this
week. Jesse will tell us why he thinks that coming up after Tausch tells us about Tito's Vodka.
Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day? Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands or from a seat in my Chevy Tahoe. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito-rita, or take home the win with Tito's and anything. You're calling the game. You change up your roster. As long as it's Tito's, make that your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Yeah, just to be responsible, Tausch will not be pouring me in, Coach, from a seat in his Tahoe. Of course, obviously not. Just a seat on his couch. Or maybe a seat in the clubhouse after they get done playing today. All right. Taking a shot at Bill Barnwell. Tausch, do you think that Rob Domofsky would do that sort of thing?
Yes, 100%.
I do too.
And he'd do it in a slippery way that he could say, this is what y'all do in the media world, Jason.
Plausible deniability.
Enough... Exactly. No, I didn't say that. But you know you did, but you don't want to do it because you don't want to be held accountable. That's what happens. No offense.
None taken. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
John, in the YouTube comments, can you guys just let Tausch just finish the last hour of the show off with Jason and Jesse? Wonder if he's a retired Navy fella. All right, Jesse, your accusation that Rob Domofsky took a shot at Bill Barnwell. By the way, we took shots at Bill Barnwell.
So, I definitely did. Yeah. I 100% did.
For the record, I was not here, in case anyone comes asking. I was off that day when you guys decided to take shots on your own at Bill Barnwell.
Hard to believe. But had you been here,
Jesse,
had you worked
you take shots
often?
At him. You take shots at him every
His
time
articles
you...
are too long, is all I say. Like, I don't read enough of the article to take shots at him because the article's too long.
They're super long-form, just written articles that are in newspapers is more popular than ever. Isn't that right, J-Dub?
I hope so, because I write long a lot, but not as long as him. All right, so every week on Tuesdays when they put out the power rankings, there's a little blurb. What do we call it? A blurb?
A blurb, yeah.
Another thing that I've never written, because nothing I write is short enough to be classified as a blurb. About some topic that all 32 writers have to cover. So what was this one? And within Rob's answer, are you of the belief that he zinged old Billy B?
Who would you guys say was the Packers' best off-season addition in this off-season in 2024?
Low-hanging fruit here.
Xavier McKinney, and it's not close.
Yes, it is the low-hanging fruit, and it is correct. Rob did pick safety Xavier McKinney.
As he should.
As I think everyone who knows anything about the Packers would. However, in the little blurb to follow, here's what Rob writes. This was a close call considering the contributions the Packers have gotten from running back Josh Jacobs.
Well, burn.
Quarterback Malik Willis and rookie defenders Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, and Edgerrin
Cooper.
Wait
a minute. That's not, come on. You really think that was a shot?
For those who weren't here like me last Friday, what did Bill Barnwell say that you were getting after him for that I would imagine Rob may have disagreed with as well?
So, and it wasn't in fairness to old Billy B. Just so we're not criticizing him, and Rob pointed this out when he was with us on Friday, the alert that I received from ESPN on my iPhone said this: inside Jacobs' struggles, why Josh Jacobs hasn't been what the Packers expected and what it could mean for him and other veteran running backs, Barnwell. At no point in Billy B's piece did he say that the Packers were disappointed in Josh Jacobs? He said he was disappointed, which is preposterous. He is wrong to have been disappointed. The Packers definitely aren't disappointed. Are you waving to people from your vehicle?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening there?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what's happening.
Just to clarify, the Packers are in no way disappointed, and there's no argument, despite all the nerdy numbers that Bill tried to use, that he should be disappointed in Josh Jacobs' production. It's just wrong. And so that's why we needled him a little bit. But the Packers are in no way disappointed. They are thrilled. He has been exactly what they wanted. And if Xavier McKinney hadn't been such a field-tilting player for the defense, this is a no-brainer that it's Josh Jacobs, because Josh Jacobs has been terrific.
No doubt. There's not a ton you could argue. Xavier McKinney is a depoy right now. He's the defensive player of the year. Tell me someone that's more impactful. You could maybe say, I don't know if TJ Watt, obviously Hutchinson would have been in that conversation with the dominant start that he had. But Xavier McKinney has just been so good and transformative, as you said. But Josh Jacobs, we're giving Malik Willis a ton of credit, and gosh, does he deserve it. But is he doing this without Josh Jacobs? No. They're not. He's not leading the league in rushing, but he's right there. He's been everything you'd hope for, and I do believe he's going to get better. Now, knock on wood, hopefully he can stay healthy, because if he does, he has a chance. And this was my bold prediction. I think he's still got an outside shot at breaking Amon Green's all-time rushing record for a season. He's in that mix. And if, let's say, Jordan misses a few more games, all of a sudden that gets cranked up even more. So Goody has hit two absolute home runs. One's a grand slam, one's a two-run homer. That's where the difference is. And yes, those two runs matter, but both have been home runs.
Josh Jacobs, through eight games, has carried 145 times, which is the same number of carries as Derrick Henry. So those that are, yes, there have been some games where the offense has struggled and he hasn't gotten as many carries. But the bottom line is he is tied for the NFL lead in most carries in the season. And his 667 rushing yards rank fourth. He is on pace for a 1,400-yard season in 17 games. So he's going to have a hard time getting to the number that Amon Green put up with you guys blocking for him. Do you know what that number is?
It's like 18-something, high 18s.
Yeah, it is 1,883 yards. He's not getting there.
So I would agree that that's probably trending. He had a couple of games where he just didn't get a lot of touches.
Mm-hmm.
But you also – he has not had those home run hitting Las Vegas slash Oakland Raiders where he's had those long 60, 70 yards. His longest run, probably 30-some yards.
You're right.
He still has not really cranked it up. And you're giving him his touches. He's doing good things. But he hasn't had the monster games yet. And all it takes is two big runs, and he has a couple 180-yard days. I'm not going to say that can't happen.
Josh Jacobs' longest run, as you point out, 38 yards, the touchdown run he had last Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, I think Malik Willis has been a fantastic pickup. I think the selections of Evan Williams at first, in my opinion, then Edgerrin Cooper, because Edgerrin Cooper, what do you like to say? He's a dog.
Like, he's just getting started.
You have every reason to be excited about him. The only reason I maybe ding him just slightly is because, and we actually talked about this with Matt LaFleur yesterday, he also makes a fair number of mistakes. But he
does,
makes
not
plays.
Lining up yet. And there's still, he's got room to grow. Jesse, for tomorrow's show, and I'm going to be golfing, so I probably won't send many ideas. First-year players, the impact, power rank Green Bay's first-year players' impact.
This year.
Tomorrow.
This year's season. First
because there is a there's a lot of guys that you could throw on that list. The kicker. You got the backup quarterback. You have the safe. You have two safeties. There are so many first-year impact players that Goody is in. It's just, I mean, what a great time to be a Green Bay Packer. That's really what I can say.
So it does not have to be a draft pick. It can be a free agent pickup.
Everything.
As well.
Yes.
This year.
This year.
I was asked a question this morning, speaking of the outstanding work that Goody has done in putting together this roster, if I believe that there will be a trade at the deadline by the Packers. Now, we still have another week to go before that. That is a week from today is the trade deadline. Do you believe that there will be a trade to acquire? I was asked about Za'Darius Smith by Jen Gabe and Chewy.
I thought Doc McKenzie was asking you.
No, I did.
Well,
I,
yeah, well, if Jair's going to be out a while.
Denzel Ward. Za'Darius Smith, no thanks. I'll pass. I have a hard time picturing Goody being on board with that. Talk about a me, not a we guy. I don't see that
as
viable.
You know who would be great? This would be more of a preemptive move because I said this yesterday on our Digi only. I don't know if I said it on air. But Trey Hendrickson from Cincy is somebody that you have to – I'm telling you, that's somebody I'd like to see.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. We did say that on air after our Digi only.
Oh, we did?
Which was an outstanding Digi only. For those of you who missed it, maybe we'll tweet it out.
Jason, do you want to be from a – because the Packers feel good about what they got. I know fans are frustrated with Rashawn and Kenny and the pass rush with four, and I get it. But do you want to be a preemptive snubber as a Packer fan? Because I don't want Detroit getting Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, and I think that's the guy, if I were to guess, that's the guy that I think Dan Campbell was acting all weird and giddy about in his press conference. Because
I don't blame him.
Well, right, but Max... I think it's been pretty clear that Max Crosby's not going anywhere.
Not happening.
Okay?
No, not happening.
So who else is it? And, I mean, they don't know Za'Darius Smith. Maybe Za'Darius Smith makes sense for them. But without Aiden Hutchinson, they need a pass rusher. But sign me up for Trey Hendrickson. And not only that, but the idea of, A, preventing the Lions from getting him, and, B, you adding to the one position, like LaFleur kind of poo-pooed my question yesterday and talked about the chips and the thumps and how, you know, you're able to block with seven and then those guys get out for...
So, Jason, I love the trade simulator. They do that on NBA, ESPN. They don't really do it in the NFL. What? Who says no? If I'm Cincy, Trey's contract, they got one more year left. If I offer them Lucas Van Ness... for Trey Hendrickson.
Ooh.
Am I doing that as a Packer?
No, I want to get him for like a fifth-round pick or
get
a sixth. Trey Hendrickson. They're not going to get more than
that,
right?
I'm not getting him for a sixth. Are you nuts?
I think we can get Bonds
crazy?
And Griffey, too.
New England just traded Uche to Kansas City. He's a good pass rusher.
For what?
For a sixth. And you think Trey Hendrickson's going for a sixth? What, are you crazy?
What do
Come
you think
on,
he's
man.
Going for?
Third. But if I'm Cincy, I want to get a young, talented player back. If I'm Cincinnati, Cincinnati calls Goody this afternoon, says, you know what, I know Lucas didn't get a ton of reps. Guys have passed him, Kingsley and some other guys. We want him, and we'll let you get Trey for the rest of the year. It's basically going to be a lease program because they're not going to pay him top dollar next year. And you're going to get a condition, you're going to get a compensatory pick back for him. But you have to give up LVN in this part of his deal. Are you doing it?
I don't want to give up on LVN yet. Is that wrong of me?
You want to get a great pass rusher and not let him go to Detroit? How about this? Cincinnati calls and says, "You know what? We're going to trade him to Detroit for a fourth. You give us LVN, you got him." What are you doing?
I'm trading LVN. Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Now, Rashawn Gary, I'm not going to trade Rashawn. Preston Smith, "Hey, man, I love you. We appreciate you. I'm trading."
So
but
what's
Cincy's
worse?
Not going to do that because Cincy wants young talent back.
I was going to say, what's more realistic? Me getting Trey Hendrickson for a sixth? Hey, I'll make it conditional. It can go all the way up to a fourth if he has double-digit sacks during his time as a Packer. Or, hey, we'll give you Preston Smith for Trey Hendrickson.
I'm going to tell you this. If they call and they want Carl Brooks, I'm not trading it.
You're not trading Carl Brooks, but you're trading LVN.
Nope.
Boy.
Yes.
You were.
Which sounds crazy.
So have you soured on LVN?
No, I just, listen, I think Lucas Van Ness is going to be a good football player. Carl Brooks has got jiggle. Carl Brooks has been a playmaker. He has. He's usurped reps from LVN.
You're not wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong. All right.
If the Packers are power ranking, they got Carl Brooks ahead of Lucas Van Ness right now. And I'm telling you right now, Cincinnati calls and says, "Hey, we're gonna trade old boy to Detroit. We're gonna trade him, but we love Lucas Van Ness. We will trade straight up for that right now." I think Green Bay's got to think long and hard. Maybe they're gonna say, "We like Lucas Van Ness. We're gonna do it. We can't do it. Go ahead, trade him, even though we think that's a piece, and we all know what Trey does." And he's perfect for what Detroit does, and he's going to be a piece that moves them forward. It is a hard decision for Brian Gutekunst. Gutekunst.
What the heck was that?
The Gutenator.
I don't know.
Brian Gutekunst.
Well, I didn't realize I was doing the show with Pat McAfee. So I think we don't have the IT department capable of doing this. Lord knows the fact that you're just on the show is a win for us today.
I got to be honest. I thought there'd be more blips from where I'm sitting today.
Well, now,
kudos to Jesse.
I wonder if that's a jinx. So wouldn't it be fun
to have
the
haze in the barn. The haze in the barn.
Yeah, you'll just leave and go golf.
I'll just go play golf.
We'll just play it off. It was intentional at this point. Yeah.
I would love to have the Wilde and Tausch trade simulator. I don't write code, so I can't create that. But I think we kind of just did it a little bit, and it was kind of fun. We're not putting Za'Darius Smith in it, and we're not trading Carl Brooks for Trey Hendrickson, but we're trading LVN for him.
Jason,
I love it.
I hope that's what Detroit does, is goes and gets Z. That would be – I'm nervous that they're going to go get Trey. And if they get Trey, I'm very nervous because Trey is a dog.
Yep.
And he is – I mean – yeah. I'm telling you right now, I think it would be a fascinating. Jesse, I don't know how you put that up. Can you put that in a scenario? Because I'd love to get Packer fans' opinion on Detroit does this, boom. Like Jason just said, a simulator of some sort. And let us – I'm fascinated. It's more of a referendum, since we're in election season, on Lucas Van Ness.
It is.
Than anything else.
The way you said the Wilde and Tausch trade simulator, I thought we were going to be trading like ESPN Wisconsin personnel. Like you're going to send me to Kyle Bruston Nortman for Nortman and a player to be named or a draft pick or something. Like, I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would add Nortman to the mix, and then we just have Riley Yauch produce all the time. That's not a bad trade.
We draft
actually.
Well here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Before Jesse gets dealt at the deadline, we need to do Wonelli. Tausch may or may not still be here when we come back. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to
keep sending your Wilde and Tausch trade. What do we call it again? Generator?
Yeah, we could say generator if you want. Simulator. I think it's more
simulator generator. Right? Another new angle. Did you move your vehicle or did people just park by you now? Tausch is getting ready to play some golf.
It's beautiful. Great foliage. Look at that beautiful oak tree leaf. Isn't that something?
Just drop that right out the window there. That's good. Let's play a little Whoa Nelly in the meantime.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
A little bit of potential bad news for our Troy Hendrickson trade to the Packers.
Not Troy.
Troy.
I've heard it both ways.
Trey Hendrickson to the Packers. He played for the New Orleans Saints before he played for the Bengals. You know who was coaching in New Orleans when he was there? Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn. Can I quickly do a little windy?
Doesn't bode well for the old machine.
Not so great. All right, what do you got, Jesse?
Whoa, Nelly!
Tausch doesn't care about the World Series, but does he have an opinion on the Dodgers holding a 3-0 lead with a chance to sweep tonight at Yankee Stadium?
Is it possible? And I do not like the Yankees. I don't like anything about the Yankees. Is it possible they flipped the script on the 3-0 that they were beaten by the Boston Red Sox and reversed the curse? I'm going to call it now. The Yankees reversed the curse, flipped this thing, win it 4-3, and they get a documentary about it, and they move forward with their lives. They come back and win this thing 4-3 against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I believe in karma. My guy, Rich Bisaccia, was kind of a challenge to me last Thursday. As he departed, he said, "Go Yankees." I retorted back, "Go Dodgers." Even he laughed at it after our exchange.
Wildy's a Dodgers fan. Wow.
I am not a Dodgers fan. I am a root against the Yankees fan. I have watched all three of the World Series games so far while I've been writing and working. I am very excited. I would love for the Yankees to be swept tonight. I will settle for them simply losing the series. So Rich Bisaccia has sad feelings.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, what? I'm a grudge holder.
Grudge much?
Whew.
Grudge
very
much?
Very grudgy. Grudgy McGrudgerson. All I wanted was a quote for my Halfley story, and instead I got a, "You're amazing. You're incredible." You mean that in a good way, don't you? No. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
I was going to ask a follow-up question, and now I totally forgot what it is. Oh,
wait. Let's go, Dodgers!
I remember it.
Whoa, Nelly!
What can I expect as an apology when the Dodgers lock this thing up and they win it in the first year that Ohtani joined the Dodgers?
Oh, jeez.
What do you want as a what?
As I want an apology from you guys. This thing's over when Ohtani joins the Dodgers, and look what the Dodgers are about to do. They're one game away.
You're such a phony.
Dodgers got this all wrapped up.
Your whole point was that he was going to be so dominant because he's both the hitter that he is and the pitcher that he is.
Yeah.
He's been the designated hitter. Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman.
Look.
Has been
for
the guy.
Half an Ohtani and they're still this good. Imagine what they're going to be with a full Ohtani.
For as much after Jesse called me out for being a jinx and being really smug, skinny, smug Jesse now, rather than chubby
SSJ.
Cherubic. I love chubby Cherubic Jesse a lot more.
CCJ.
I have to say Jesse did call this, and if he is proven right, even though, by the way, Shohei, it's not like he had a bad year, Jason. He didn't pitch.
Yeah, he set a
but
record.
He's the first guy to ever do 50-50. I'm going to give Jesse his flowers, which I don't want to do, but I got it. It's twice today that I could have went against Jesse. And I just hope that shows you, Jesse, that I am fair and independent-minded, that I can admit that you're right on two big topics.
Whoa, Nelly!
And on Hornets, or no?
Yeah, we'll fill you in on the Hornets later. Last one for you. I didn't get to recap. We did have a great time at the first birthday party for little baby Freddie at the brewery over the weekend. Not an advertiser, so I won't share where we were exactly. There was a meat raffle that took place at the brewery. Tickets were handed out upon arrival. I had to leave to go be part of the Wisconsin Badgers Volleyball Radio Network before the meat raffle, and my ticket was the first one drawn. Should they have redrawn or eliminated mine, or is it IPT that I gave my ticket to someone else as proxy to claim said meat prize?
But you won't let Tyler Buss do it?
Yeah, well, that's...
What, hypocrite much?
Different rules.
Grudge much and hypocrite much today.
What'd you take?
Some round steak, I believe. Round steak.
Okay.
Which is going to be pretty exciting to fire that up pretty
soon. What could you have taken that you didn't?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I guess the world was my oyster, but I don't know what was all in play at that point.
Or your,
do you feel at all kind of disgusted by your hypocrisy, or are you okay with it?
I'm generally okay with it because I was like, I was present to win, and I had someone else who was present to win. Like, I was there. I was handed the ticket. It's not like Tyler lived in Wisconsin when he played trivia earlier today. It was moving tomorrow, and then on Friday is drawn as the winner. That'd be a different scenario.
Hmm.
No hypocrisy. No hypocrisy detected.
Seems like you should probably allow Tyler to do that here, too, but you do you, man. You do you.
You're hypocrites. Send Tyler Buss his, or let someone from Tyler's family come pick up his prize pack if he does win. After this story, the irony of having that conversation earlier and you having this story holstered for later in the show is incredible to me.
I tell you what, if Tyler wants to arrange for Brad, if Tyler wants to arrange for Brad Davison to come to the Everlight Solar Studio,
or Tyra. Tyra, I think
they both can
Tyra
come.
In there too.
They can make a family trip up to the Everlight Solar Studio. We will have them on the show getting ready for the Badger basketball season, and we can award them an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. If Tyler is drawn as the winner, we could have some conversations before the end of the week.
I think that's fair.
All right.
Did you and Tyler get your homework done over the weekend?
We did not. We're going to have to. It's a good excuse to get back together again. How about that?
Fair enough.
Okay, good to know. Hey, tell Tyler that Sydney's still waiting for her lip balm from Bubbler, by the way, while you're at it, while you're hanging
out. Does Bubbler have lip balm?
Yeah, she's really excited about it. Tyler's hooking her up. She's extremely excited about it. Apparently, lip balm is all the rage. Now, not for Evan Cohen, who we learned a couple weeks ago has never used it.
I'll say this, I'm very nervous. It's because even though it's a beautiful 82-degree day and the wind... Always nervous about
chafing.
That fall chapping.
Yeah.
You get the fall chapping.
Mm. All right. So. Well, you'll be chapping and slapping the ball all around the course. So are you leaving now? Are you exiting your vehicle and Jesse and
deuces
I are closing things out?
Yep, I am calling it
deuces.
A day. Okay. Retired Navy fella's going to get his wish. I'm donezo.
All right. Well, whoa. If the fisheye lens. It's not a sound graph because he's not saying anything. Video graph for social media. Here is Tausch's departure from his Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevy. We will wrap things up without Old Boy next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, we're out of time. Tausch has already left. So I would just like to send or state my appreciation for you and Old Boy, even though Old Boy won't hear it.
He might go back and listen to the podcast. You never know. Look at him. Look at him smiling there.
The movement of the camera to close out his portion of the program.
If only we had that view all day.
Yeah, it's almost as if that would have been a good idea. I appreciate you guys handling the first hour for me. It was a, you know, I love it when people say it's minor surgery. It's not minor to the person who's having it, obviously, but comparatively it is. But still, that was the first one for Maddie, and we're glad that her knee is already on the mend. But it was, I appreciate being able to be there. I wasn't in the operating room like Kramer dropping the junior mint into her knee, but it was really good to be there, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to do that.
Oh, that's very kind, and I expect a lot of the same sentiments the next time I take another show off.
Yeah, I was here before the end of the 9 o'clock hour. Even in fact, there was a whole another segment left of the 9 o'clock hour, as it turned out. But be that as it may, we look forward to your next day off because we always enjoy Riley filling in for you as a cousin sub of the day. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.